California voters will decide whether the state should end cash bail as a way for people accused of a crime to be released from jail before trial. Now, most on the left agree the system is racist and unfair. So why are some progressive civil rights groups siding with the bail industry and law enforcement to keep bail in place? KQED politics correspondent Marisa Lagos reports.
It's not often that you see progressive groups on the same side of an issue as bail agents, prosecutors, and police. But John Raefling of Human Rights Watch in L.A. joins the bail industry in saying Proposition 25 would do more harm than good. That's not to say he's a big fan of the bail industry.
The bail bond industry is a parasite. They're bloodsuckers, but the blood wouldn't be available to them if it wasn't for judges and law enforcement.
Raefling believes that the system voters are being asked to replace bail with isn't fair either. He says it gives those judges way too much power to decide who leaves and who stays in jail before a trial. He's concerned that the risk assessment tools judges will be using to gauge whether someone is a public safety risk could be biased themselves. And he's unhappy that probation departments will be in charge of overseeing people who are released before their trial.
I can't predict what will happen, but I can say that the system they've set up is going to allow for expanded incarceration and expanded pretrial supervision, including electronic monitoring, all of which is going to lead to more incarceration.
Proposition 25's backers say that's just not true. John Bowders is the budget advocacy director for the criminal justice reform group Californians for Safety and Justice.
It is going to reduce the number of people held in county jail pretrial awaiting trial.
Bowders points to a study by the Public Policy Institute of California, which found that if Prop 25 passes, more people would be released from jail sooner. The debate kicked off 2 years ago when lawmakers passed a bill making it illegal for courts to keep someone in jail if they can't afford bail. They replaced it with a system that generally requires people arrested for misdemeanors to be automatically let go before trial, and for those accused of violent felonies to be kept in jail. Those accused of lower-level felonies would go before a judge who could keep them in jail or put conditions on their release, say drug treatment or a weekly probation check-in. Santa Barbara Probation Chief Tanya Heitman, whose county has been experimenting with alternatives to money bail, says the changes make sense.
We know that money bail doesn't make us safe, but allowing people to stay connected to their families, to continue working, that's what's going to enable them to be successful and improve our community overall.
The 2018 law never went into effect because the bail industry gathered enough signatures to put the question before voters. It's a referendum on the legislation, meaning a yes vote on Prop 25 would let the bail reform law take effect, and a no vote would overturn the law and prohibit the legislature from taking up the question again. The bail industry is funding the opposition. But they're being helped by some groups on the left who say Prop 25 will simply hand too much power to judges, judges who have biases of their own. Incha Raman is a former public defender who's now vice president of advocacy and initiatives at the Vera Institute of Justice in New York. She argues there's no reason to think that judges would behave differently because Prop 25 still gives them the power to hold people in jail.
When it comes to public safety across the board, we tend to just use our discretion to detain. That's what the system has historically done.
Supporters say Prop 25 may not be perfect, but is still a huge step in the right direction, and one California can only improve on if it's passed. In San Francisco, I'm Marisa Lagos.
You'll find a guide to all California propositions at norcalpublicmedia.org.